Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the instructions that you need or the links you need to stream the show. Well, all righty then. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is we still have the Missing Link giveaway to do. It didn't happen last hour or the hour before. So guess what that means? It's got to happen in this hour. So that's a hint.
I think it's an excellent hint.
Yeah. Kind of like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, so be sure that you're paying attention and jot these phone numbers down because you need the missing link word of the day. You'll get that during the next commercial break. The local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569, and do not assume that everybody calls in because they might be already suffering from heat stroke. Can't get to their phone.
Because, we're just getting started.
It's just a little after 11, and the temperature is already...
Well, outside the studio, we're pushing about 78 degrees. It's 75 over on Mercer Island, but it's already starting to warm up in some of those outlying areas.
Yeah, so almost 80 degrees at around 11 a.m. That's pretty hot for us, folks. Woohoo!
Yeah,
I'm liking it.
Get those fans going.
Yeah,
pull out that air conditioner.
It's still in the closet. You know, it's going to have to be. It's going to have to heat up for a while. A few more.
Use it or lose it. I think you need to break it out and make sure it's working.
I want to just be able to turn on my fans first.
Fans first, but
fans
I think today is the day that you pull out the AC.
You think? Well,
because I think you should. I think it's good maintenance. Just to get her out there.
Well, you're probably right, but I don't know. We'll see. Okay, let's see. Now, If you have a behavior training or healing question for me, you can call local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. You can send your questions or comments to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email, because that helps me get it to my email or to my webmaster. I'm at webmistress, excuse me, at indigodog.com, quicker and easier that way. And if you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, Monroe, Washington, 98272. And if you need my help as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, remember I work with you over the phone or in the home, in your home, to help you understand your animal friends, solve problems. You can reach me, you can send me an email, but follow up with a phone call. And the best way to get a hold of me and the fastest way possible is bug my voicemail at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Remember, I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal, and I had just finished writing the second article in a series that I'm writing about when it's time to say goodbye to your animal friends, and how to know when it's time, and should you help them go or not, and time to go and saying goodbye is what it's called. First column is in the current August issue of the New Spirit Journal, and I just wrote the second column for September. It will still continue after that. Big subject, and I'm getting a lot of people saying it's really needed and wanted. So if you are not in the Pacific Northwest and can't pick up a free copy at lots of places around here, you can get it online at www.newspiritjournal.com. I mean, you can read newspapers online, you know, these days. www.newspiritjournal.com, and look for my column, Our Animal Friends. And then I want you to know that if you have a business, provide a service or a product that's good for animals, people, or the planet we live on, we would love to invite you to be a part of the Animal World family of advertisers. And I've had a number of conversations lately, and people think it's exorbitantly expensive to advertise on radio, which I have to tell you is true in a lot of cases, but not on this show, because we're not trying to get rich. We're just trying to serve you and stay on the air. And for as little as $45 a week, you can have two written and produced ads at our expense on the show, link on my homepage, and at least two live interviews on the show. It doesn't get any more affordable than that. $45 is all it costs you. So if you are interested in becoming a part of the Animal World family of advertisers, you can send me an email to go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Contact Martha, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com, or just give me a call at 360-217-7258. We'd love to have you. Okay, then. So we've been talking about Christine, because we interviewed her last week, and the wonderful Facebook page she set up where you can ask for prayers and healing for your own animal friends or for any situation around the planet. We had her put up the elephants, the orangutan, and the cats in Peru. We also should probably put up Kabang, that the doggy with the deformed face that saved his girls, on her website or on her Facebook page. So if you want to know how to access this site, if I remember correctly, and I know Christine is listening, so she can email us if I mess this up, but I believe you go to Facebook and search Love Song, and then a bunch of different pages will come up, but you look for the one that's got the blue globe, or the blue world icon. Mike doesn't remember. CRS hits him. He always already told me. The show's over, he forgets it. But, you know, he's got a lot to remember.
Not all of it.
Oh, just some of it.
Just some of the, you know, the details. Yeah. Some of the I just miss the important stuff. Yeah. I remember the insignificant.
Okay. Well, anyway, you go to Facebook, search Love Song, and then look for the one that has the blue globe. And Christine, if I didn't get that right, you email us and we'll correct that. But that's how you access Christine's site to help the animals. Okay, let's see. And then, all right, let's see. We had a caller. Somebody called. If you would just listen, did we do the missing link giveaway yet? Did I not just say, no, we didn't? It will happen this hour, in this hour's commercial break, so pay attention. At least we know that somebody wants to know. Oh, Kathy's chiming in.
I was on the phone, and I was just curious. I got
some phone calls. Asked. It wasn't a caller.
It was me. It was me. Yeah.
Sorry. No, we didn't.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's okay if it was you and you were on the phone. You have an excuse. So
okay.
I retract it.
Just want to make sure. Very good.
Retracted.
All right.
Okay. All right. So let's see. We had a caller. One of those phone calls was someone who is feeding the Kirkland brand of dog food, which you get at Costco, wanted another alternative kibble style diet for their dog. Well, I'm not absolute on right and wrong. I will tell you that I absolutely believe that you cannot get anything good within reasonable quality for your animal friends if you buy it at the grocery store. None of it's any good. And so I wouldn't do that unless you're buying real food and you're going to home cook. I will tell you that I prefer your sliding at the big, huge pet stores. You will have your best chances for good quality, all-natural foods at the higher quality pet stores we talked about earlier in the show, Mud Bay Granaries, all the best pet cares, Next to Nature, Jones and Company, the smaller, what's the place in Issaquah, Kathy, there's a place Earth Pet. And there are a lot of really good, small, high quality pet stores, which, by the way, should be advertising so we can tell you about them all over the place, but that have the best choices in food. Now, I will personally go on record and tell you that I believe the best possible diet you can feed to your dogs and cats is raw. I feed raw food to my cats. I believe that is the best that you can do. Now, there are some exceptions there, and that doesn't mean, and not everybody's willing to do that, not everybody can afford to do that, not everybody has the freezer space to do that, or whatever. But that is my opinion, is I prefer a raw food diet. And from everything I know at this point, I think the best raw food diet is the raw meaty bones diet. And that's the diet recommended by a UK veterinarian. I believe his name is Dr. Lonsdale. But if you want to know more about that, you can search on Google raw meaty bones diet, and you will come up with his website. He's got a book called Raw Meaty Bones. You can order the book and you can read and you can do that. It is the best, in my opinion. Now, if you want the best high quality, all natural style, kibble style food, there isn't a one fits all, because ideally, I believe, and because I'm going to get into the Pleckner syndrome, the endocrine immune imbalances, one of the biggest problems with dogs is food allergies and sensitivities. I agree with Dr. Al when it comes to feeding processed food that you pick the simplest formula. And try to get only one protein source, one carb source, or very limited amounts there so that you can rotate. So ideally, you find two or three different foods with different protein and carb sources that your dog tolerates and does well on, and then you rotate them. Because consistent exposure to the same food items is what causes food allergies. And if your dog has Pleckner syndrome, which depending on who you talk to, the estimates are 50 to 80% of our dogs and cats, horses and humans, have this endocrine immune imbalance, you will develop allergies after consistent exposure to certain things. So it can be proteins, it can be grains, it can be vegetables. You can develop an allergy to almost anything. At any rate, the best way to avoid that is to rotate food. So you can rotate, like if you think of the way that animals eat in the wild, they don't eat the same thing day in, day out, 365 days a year. Their diets typically rotate seasonally depending on what's available and where they are. So rotating every 3 months is one way to do it. Rotating by the bag is another way to go. But what you want to do is avoid consistent exposure to the same food and ingredients for long periods of time. So two or three different foods and rotate. Now, is there a specific dry kibble that I recommend for dogs? And the answer to that is no, because of what I just said. It depends on what works for you. But I like the simple formulas. I will tell you that I call them designer foods and kitchen sink foods. And I don't necessarily mean that in a negative way per se, because a lot of these, they're the newer foods on the market, and they may be very, very high quality ingredients. Okay, and they got great names and beautiful bags and all that stuff, and they sound great. But if you flip them over, they may say some one thing on the front of the bag, flip them over and read the ingredients label, they have everything in them but the kitchen sink, which means they have four or five different protein sources and a bunch of different carb sources in them. And the problem is it makes it real difficult to rotate. That's why I have an issue with them. So I like the simpler formulas. Now, as I said earlier, and the best way to check out foods is go to the smaller, high-quality pet stores. I told you already that Mud Bay Granaries, there's a bunch of them around here, they've written a really nice brochure on how to choose the right food for your dog. Okay, and they got all kinds of great suggestions and how you can add real food and all that sort of stuff, and they can help you make those choices. But there aren't any specific food. This is the only food to feed, and because it depends on the individual involved. Does that make sense? So at this point, I don't recommend any specific foods. But I'll give you those parameters. But I do, what in terms of my recommendation, I like raw. Second would be home cooked. And then third would be the higher quality processed food.
Now, Martha.
Yes.
All the best pet food store mm-hmm. has a great library of different printouts of mm-hmm. what certain things in the packages mean and what the ingredients are all about. You know, when you get to an ingredient and it has like 13 letters in the word, what exactly those words mean and what it is.
Excellent. So you can get that at All the Best Pet Care.
Yeah.
They've got a number of short
stores. Good library.
Yeah. Yeah. And good stuff. So you can check that out, folks. All right. Got another question. A caller wanted to know that she haven't heard me do a commentary on the TV show Dogs in the City, which airs, it was just on CBS. What's new and going on with the show? What's new and going on with the show is it is not anymore, because they, you know, the first series of shows is apparently done. You know, and when they have these new shows, sometimes they only order four shows or something, and then they see how they do. And I haven't heard if it's been picked up or there's going to be more, but there have been no, and it's on CBS, and you know, whether or not they pulled it for the Olympics, but I think it was not on before the Olympics were on, but it just, I don't think they have any new shows running, so that's why I haven't talked about it.
It might end up on a cable channel somewhere. It just depends on how well it did. That's called a limited run series, where it can be anywhere from 6 to 10, where in the old days it was, 22 shows per mm-hmm. season, and even before that, they committed to 30. So it's the networks just aren't taking financial risk anymore.
Yeah, no, I would say, in my opinion, I think it was a decent show. I like this Justin Silver. He did what, three cases in a show, and I think that's too many. There's not enough details, but I think he did a decent enough job of showing different dog cases and that they are resolvable and sometimes how to do it and stuff. And I thought there was enough good information that it's a good show. And I hope it did well enough to continue. I like seeing it on network. But and I like all of the shows. I think there's good stuff in Dogs in the City. I think there is great stuff on Dog Whisperer with Cesar Millan. I think there is great stuff on It's Me or the Dog, Victoria Stilwell on Animal Planet, and Dog Whisperer, Cesar Millan's on Nat Geo Wild. And Dog Whisperer's on demand. I think you get the most detail in terms of how they go about the solutions on Dog Whisperer and It's Me or the Dog. Dogs in the City would come in third. And, of course, I think it's great. My Cat from Hell with Jackson Galaxy, I think, is a fabulous show, is great as well. So, anyway, Dogs in the City, I'm not reporting on it because have been no new shows since my last report. So there you go. Okay, let's see. Email here from Christine. Great. Yep. About the dog without muzzle, I have reposted the information of the dog. And anyone that is interested in the dog's point of view to stay tuned for your broadcast next week. I had posted it previously. I'm on it. Blessed be. Okay, so she didn't actually confirm, but I think it is, you know, go to Facebook, Love Song, look for the Love Song with the blue globe. That must be it because she didn't tell us that it wasn't. Or whatever. So there we go. Okay. All right. So rather than talking more animal TV, I promised I thought I'd have time this week to get into the Plechner syndrome, the endocrine immune stuff, and what I'm listening, especially related to how it's relating to all of my Abbey cats. And so how about we do that? Anybody have any objections? No, everybody's good with that. So let's take her away. Now, was it the first Sunday of last month or before that I gave you a kind of an overview of what is Plechner syndrome, and so you may have to go back and listen to archives, but just so you know, it is a basic endocrine and immune imbalance that was discovered by Dr. Al Plechner. He's a veterinarian. He began discovering this probably 50 years ago when he got out of vet school and doing his practice. It is common in dogs, cats, and horses, and humans. It involves the endocrine immune system. One is either our animals are either born with it genetically, it is acquired because of toxic exposure or stress, or it is a part of growing old. There is no cure necessarily, but there is replacement therapy. And the treatment therapy is a little bit different depending on whether you're in a dog suit, a cat suit, or a horse suit. The treatment is controversial because it involves cortisone. And that how many of you heard that word cortisone and thought, oh, bad? Because that's what we think. Okay? We've been told that it's bad. But when we were told it's bad, they didn't bother to tell us that cortisol is a normal hormone that our body needs to have and produce, and it needs to be healthy and in the right amount for us to be healthy. So cortisol in and of itself isn't bad, okay? But sometimes giving cortisol can cause a problem because there can become a buildup in the physical body, and then you can have negative side effects. Well, Dr. Plechner understands that, and he figured that all out in the process of understanding this endocrine immune imbalance. And that is generally not the case when you're treating Plechner syndrome, even though cortisol replacement therapy is involved. So I'm not going to go into all of those details. It involves high total estrogen, it's not ovarian estrogen, it's adrenal estrogen. So you can be male, female, spayed, neutered, doesn't matter. But with the high levels of estrogen, cortisol is blocked or is defective, and thyroid hormones become bound. So that means they can be there in the bloodstream, but they're not working. And then antibodies deplete. And then the result of Plechner syndrome, which is why Dr. Al's most recent book that explains all the details, which came out, I think, in 2003, is called Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. So the common can underlie all kinds of chronic disease and illness, like dental disease, gum disease, inflammatory bowel disease, cancer, allergies, bladder, urinary tract infections, all kinds of stuff like that. But also extreme and irrational aggression and fear, depression, so all kinds of different behavioral stuff. So all of those things can relate to Pleckner syndrome. Now, if you're interested, Dr. Al has a new book, 50 Years of Healing, that's available on Amazon that has good stories in it and so forth. But I don't like it for understanding Pleckner syndrome nearly as well as the book I just talked about, which is Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. You can get that from the publisher, New Sage Press. Go to www.newsagepress.com. And look for Pets at Risk by Dr. Al Pleckner. It's only like a $13.95 paperback. It's cheap. But that's where you will get the basics about the syndrome. Now, it is diagnosable via blood test, a blood test panel that unfortunately there's only one lab in the country that does it. But the blood can be refrigerated and shipped overnight to the lab. It's in Texas. And considering it's not that expensive, I think the lab charges $120 for the test. But then you have your own veterinary cost. Any vet can do the testing. Unfortunately, a lot of them won't. We're fortunate in this area because Dr. Bill Burlingame up at Quill Cedar Veterinary Hospital will do the test and is probably the most familiar in treating Pleckner syndrome than any other vet in the country besides Dr. Al Pleckner himself. But the blood test panel tests total estrogen, cortisol, T3, T4, which are thyroids, and then IgA, IgM, and IgG, which are antibodies. So that's kind of the basics on the whole drill. Now, because it's the last hour and I kind of like have to be on time, let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers and sponsors. If you've been paying attention, you know what that means. Okay, don't you? Like, you oughta.
I know what it means.
Okay. Do you know what it means? Kathy knows what it means. All righty, we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will come back, and I'll tell you all about my Abbey cats and what's going on and what I'm learning, and holy mackerel, what an education. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friends' food, add in the missing link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a formula for cats. There are two formulas for dogs, and there's the new Well Blend formula, which is a vegetarian formula and designed for food-sensitive dogs and cats. There's also a horse formula and a bird formula, so ask for Missing Link, wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, ask for the veterinary formula, which is a little more powerful, at your veterinarian's office. You can go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 800-774-7387. That's 800-774-7387. Or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And the Missing Link word of the day is seafarer.
Manson Mitchell welcomes Grant Cameron back for more about the presidents and UFOs on Friday.
Did the aliens really like Ike?
Then on Saturday, George Beam takes us on a tour of the amazing mind of Stephen King.
Followed by a return visit from medium Mickey Jacobs.
That's Manson Mitchell, Friday morning at 10 and Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I'm sorry to say we're winding down this Seafair edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Man, time goes fast, and thanks to Mike, he was busy on that internet, and you found out that you got some sad news.
Yeah, unfortunately, I saw a little press release that CBS is not going to pick up Dogs in the City. So just didn't pull the kind of numbers that they felt that they needed, and I think we can all be hopeful that it'll end up on a cable channel somewhere.
Well, yeah, and if anybody hears anything about it, let us know. But I actually, the guy was growing on me. I liked that Justin Silver, and I liked the show. It wasn't the best. There could be more details, and you know, but it was okay. He was just getting rolling. But he obviously was one of the gifted ones, and was was saving dogs. And so I would have liked to seen it continue. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, all right then. Phones did ring, so I think that we probably successfully gave away Missing Link, and Kathy will let us know who our winner is here. Well, phone's still ringing. All righty. So we are talking the Pleckner syndrome, endocrine immune imbalance, pets at risk from allergies to cancer, remedies for an unsuspected epidemic. You can get it at newsagepress.com. Okay. So we will go to my cats and what I'm learning and what I've experienced so far. For any of you that don't know, I started bringing back my Abyssinian cat friends last September. Ping and Pong joined my household. They are ruddy Abyssinians, and they came in September, and they were 3 and 4 months of age. Now, long story short, they were reincarnations of two of my previous cats. I had told them to find bodies, a breeder that was close. Let me know where they are. I'd get them. Well, they let me know. They were 30 minutes away. I went to see them. She had two male ruddies left. Well, you know, anyway, they became my Ping and Pong and came home. Now, what I'll tell you at this point, Abyssinians tend to be prone to Pleckner syndrome. Most of them are born with it genetically. Some of them acquire it in old age, but it is very, very common in Abyssinians. And the kind of chronic problems that they have, physical diseases they have, make that fairly obvious. But I had decided I wanted my cats back. I was ready. I wanted to do a house full of Abyssinians once in this lifetime so I could be done with that desire. And I realized, well, first of all, finding ruddy Abyssinians is really hard to do anyway. They aren't just out there. You can't just pick them up on trees, off trees and stuff. They're not that easy to find. And I realized going into it to finding, because you can breed away from Pleckner syndrome, but it's so many don't know about it. That, you know, it's finding ruddy Abyssinians close to me that are Pleckner syndrome free, not an easy thing to do. I was hoping for that, but then on the other hand, knowing what I do, usually I get problems and issues so I can learn from it all and I can share all that, what I'm learning from you. So when I went when I met Ping and Pong and decided to bring them home, they both had upper respiratory infections. And in fact, the breeder, who is not a show breeder, she's a hobby breeder, and she was considering giving up breeding because she just couldn't get rid of this upper respiratory virus in her cats. And so I figured, well, we could help with that and all of that. So anyway, looking at the mother of these kittens, they had two different mothers. Both of them had signs, the mothers, of Pleckner syndrome. And the way, one of the red flags with cats is to look at their gums. And it's called a gingival flare. And that's a red line right above the gum, right above the tooth, at the base of the gum line, a red line. That's called a gingival flare, and if the cats have that, it's very likely they have Pleckner syndrome. Never seen one with it that doesn't, and that's what Dr. Al says. The mothers of these cats had really, really huge gingival flares. The kittens didn't have it at that age, so it's hoping, well, maybe it wasn't passed on, but they had upper respiratory infections, and even though I knew I would be bringing upper respiratory virus home, that my other cats, G-Man, my oldest Abyssinian, and Sophie, my tuxedo girl, were likely to pick it up and all of that, I still decided to do it. And so let's see. I'm going to take a time out here to answer your questions and do updates here. Winner. Ha-ha. Bob from Mount Shasta. Gee, I wonder who that is. And he's taken the well blend formula. That would be for Rumi. Oh, yeah, for Rumi. Good for you, Bob. All right. We don't have any of those. Never mind. Congratulations. All right. And then, okay, Darwin's Meaty Bones, can't find where to purchase them? I didn't say anything about Darwin's Meaty Bones. Darwin's Raw Food is a raw food that you can buy for your animals. It is delivered, at least it used to be delivered to your home. You can find it in some pet stores. But, and I don't know if they do meaty bones or not. But I didn't say anything about Darwin. So I don't know. People, do you listen? Do you have your ear? Sometimes I don't get this. Emailing me about interviews I never did. I mean, come on. Okay, never mind. I love you all anyway. I'm just teasing you. And you got to remember, I tease a lot. So, okay. So what I said was raw meaty bones. Google raw meaty bones. You will come up with Dr. Lonsdale's website, and his book is called Raw Meaty Bones, and that's the program he recommends. And that's what I'm telling you. I think my opinion is it's the best diet to put your animal friends on. Raw meaty bones diet. Much easier to do with dogs and cats, though. My cats do eat a raw food diet, but it's not specifically the raw meaty bones. But they do raw food. Okay. And then, a Bob question. Speaking of Bob, email, why don't vets do the test? Well, vets do the, don't, most vets don't do the test because A, they don't know about it. And B, sometimes if they do know about Pleckner, because it involves cortisone, they won't deal with it. They think it's bad and they won't deal with it. Or they think he's a quack. Okay? But those with no ego and open mind that will read the book, that will look at it, that will try testing and treating like Dr. Burlingame did starting back in 2003, they go, holy mackerel. It's simple, it makes sense, and by golly, it works. So that's it in a nutshell. All right, so here we go. So I bring the kittens home. They've got, so at this point, I have four new Abyssinians. I've got Ping and Pong that are now just over a year. I have Buzzy that's 9 months, and I have Red Dragon that's 6 months. Okay. Now, the first thing I noticed with them, was hoping they didn't have the Pleckner syndrome because they didn't have the gingival flare, but I just realized that they were just too young. The first thing that happened that had me suspicious was that I couldn't get them over the upper respiratory virus. Now, G-Man, my oldest Abyssinian, he did catch the upper respiratory virus. He has Pleckner syndrome, but he's been on replacement hormone replacement therapy for 10 years, and he was balanced. He got the upper respiratory virus. He did not need to be treated, and he got over it himself. Sophie, Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks, who's about 3 years old, has not been tested, and as far as I know, does not have Pleckner syndrome. And she got the upper respiratory virus from the kittens as well. She also did not need to be treated, and she got well, which is what is the case with most upper respiratory viruses in cats. Okay, the kittens didn't get well. Ping at one point lost his hearing because of the inflammation and the upper respiratory virus. And the treatment for that was oral prednisone. Gave him oral prednisone. Now, that injectable or oral cortisol is the treatment for cats for Pleckner syndrome. And I'll tell you, dogs get cortisone and thyroid, plus you have to deal with food allergies because it's very common in dogs. Cats get cortisone only because they tend to run high thyroid, so they get cortisone only. Horses tend to run high cortisol, so they get only thyroid. And so that's just for the treatment. Anyway, so a couple of doses of prednisone, and boom, Ping had his hearing back. Okay, now, Ping started to get better. Pong got chronically worse, and in time, and remember, I'm speeding everything up here, and I'm leaving out some details, but, you know, on the first Sundays, we'll continue this stuff, and we can, as time goes by. But anyway, Pong got really bad, and no matter how much antibiotics, no matter how much immune support, no matter how much treatment he had chronic sinusitis, he had a chronically inflamed eardrum. Okay, and they also, Ping had chronically dirty ears. No ear mites. And usually when you have wax production in the ears, you find ear mites. No ear mites, but chronically dirty ears. And then Pong had a inflamed eardrum that we couldn't heal. They were getting worse and worse gingivitis, chronic sinusitis, and they couldn't shake the upper respiratory virus. Now, I was putting off testing them for Pleckner syndrome, A, because I wasn't wild about spending the money. B, they were young and small, and I didn't want to stress them with all that, and I was concerned that we could get enough blood out of them to test. And B, I was thinking, well, let's wait, and even Dr. Bill said, let's wait until we neuter them and see if that doesn't maybe shift things, and then they get better. But Pong got so bad with the chronic sinusitis, the inflamed eardrum. Then he started having anal gland problems, leaking anal glands, which is not a normal for cats. He started over-grooming, the obsessive compulsive lick, 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 and he was licking bare spots on his legs. He was breaking off the hair, so he's losing the hair. All of that smacks of Pleckner syndrome. So, because I already have the medication at home, and before even testing him, he was so bad, and his upper respiratory virus was so bad, I just started him on oral prednisone. Okay? And a lot of vets would freak out. Oh, my God, they won't heal. Cortisone delays healing and all that stuff. Not true. If you don't have enough of it or what you got is defective, it will help you heal. Okay, that's the whole thing about this. Well, miraculously, as soon as I started him on the Pleckner syndrome treatment, guess what? He started to get better. Okay, and all the symptoms started to go away. Well, then I got Buzzy. Buzzy also got the upper respiratory virus. Buzzy, it turned into herpes virus, both with Pong and with Buzzy, which is really serious. Buzzy got a chronically inflamed eye, got problems with his anal glands, started to go into the chronic upper respiratory stuff, and he got really depressed. So decided then to test everybody, test Ping, Pong, and Buzzy. Now, they all tested imbalanced for Pleckner syndrome. They were all positive for Pleckner syndrome. Buzzy was the worst. He was not just Pleckner imbalanced, but he also tested hypothyroid, probably as a result of the Pleckner syndrome, which explained his mood swings and his depression. I remember if you listened to me when I picked out Buzzy as a kitten, he was a piss and vinegar model. Okay, and he was all over the place, and I got him because of all of that. But as he got a little older, that behavior went away, and he got depressed and moody and all of that kind of stuff. So they all tested. Of the three we tested, the one who had the worst physical sign and behavioral signs, Pong also started getting aggressive and fearfully aggressive and all that kind of stuff. But remember, I started him on the treatment like a couple months before we tested him. By the time we tested it, guess whose blood was the best? Pong's, because he'd been on the treatment. Okay? So all of them had the gingivitis. We had dirty ears. We had chronic eye infections, chronic sinusitis, unable to shake upper respiratory disease. We had over-grooming, breaking hair, and anal gland problems. We had depression, we had fear, and we had aggression, all in different and various with all of the cats.
Did you have any problems with weight issues?
No.
But that's because of your diet that you feed
them. Yes, because they're on raw food, which
right.
helps a lot.
Yeah.
And I also control what they eat. Okay. Now, I will tell you, Buzzy's brother was purchased by a vet tech at Quilcita at the vet hospital. So and so far, she's not treating him for the Pleckner imbalance. He's got the horrible gingivitis, but she's not treating him yet. She's got him on immune support, and it's giving us a wonderful test here to see what happens with one we test and with one we don't. Okay, so already her cat is overweight because we assume he's a hypothyroid too. Her cat is overweight, even with a controlled diet, and her cat has already had one flaming urinary tract infection. Okay. But he's not been treated. Okay. Now, I will tell you that Ping, Pong, and Buzzy are all on oral prednisolone. And the reason they're on prednisolone, when given orally, needs to go through the liver to be turned into prednisolone to be used, the usable form, by the body. Prednisolone, it just doesn't need to, you know, doesn't need to be transformed. It's already usable. So it's easier for their bodies to handle. So they're all on prednisolone. Now, Dr. Al recommends injectable cortisol to start with, because then it bypasses the gut. Because if they've got Pleckner syndrome, they're going to have an inflamed gut. So it's not absorbed. The oral form isn't absorbed as well. But the oral form is easier to control dosage-wise. And Dr. Bill has discovered in treating all these cases for all these years that it is absorbed to an extent, and it will treat the hormonal imbalances. It just takes longer. So we figured that as young as they were not developing any life-threatening cancer or debilitating diseases. We could avoid the injections and just do orals and get them there slowly. So they are progressing slower than if we had injected them, but we're doing orals only. Now, Ping, Pong, and Buzzy have all been on oral medication now, which is prednisolone, for several months. Little Red Dragon, classic example, too. He's not big enough to take blood yet, so he's not been diagnosed, but his gingivitis was so bad that he's already on oral medications. Now, Robin will tell you next week if we get to it. Buzzy visits her telepathically and keeps smiling and showing her her gums, saying, "I'm getting better. Look at my gums. I'm getting better." And I'll tell you what. Let me tell you, this is what I'm learning. You wouldn't believe it. The chronically dirty ears, gone. The upper respiratory virus in all of them, gone. Gone. The inflamed eardrum, gone. The eye, gone. The over-grooming, gone. The broken hair and the hair loss, gone. The anal gland problem, gone. The aggression and the fear, gone. The only thing that remains is, I would say, their gums. The inflammatory gingivitis was so bad that it's taken a while to heal, but it's probably 50%, at least 50, if not 60% improved in all of them. But I don't think they're on a high enough dosage of Pred yet. They're all on 7.5 milligrams. The little one, Red Dragon's, on 5 milligrams. G-Man and Jilpy, my previous Abbeys, when we started them, they ended up on 10 milligrams for most of their life. G-Man's on 20 now. Most vets would have heart failure if they heard this, but you can believe, you know, they're all still alive, doing well. Anyway, they're on 7.5. I think they're going to end up at 10, so we'll see how that works out. Red Dragon has yet to be tested and will probably end up with more. But, other than still a little gingivitis, but it's getting better. We're going to wait because Buzzy's going to be neutered this month, and then we'll see how he stabilizes. Then we'll kick up dosages. But I just got to tell you, all of the stuff is the only thing. Buzzy's personality's coming back. The depression is gone. His active personality's coming back. And so obviously the thyroid hormones are starting to work again. They're becoming unbound. Everything is stabilizing and balancing. And I'm hopeful, see, that with these Abbeys all starting addressing and treating the Pleckner syndrome while they're all under a year old, that they'll never develop any of these chronic diseases and illnesses. So I will keep you posted. And now if you want to find out, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic by Dr. Al Pleckner, go to newsagepress.com to order the book. It's an inexpensive paperback. Okay, to be continued. I will keep updating you, and we'll do more on Every Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. So there you go. We're out of time. Next week is Robin and Martha, gifted Mount Shasta mystic and co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, is here next week. We'll tune in to all these animals in the news situations, plus we'll take your email questions about your own animals. So be sure you plan to send those in or get them to me this week. Enjoy Seafair. Keep your animals out of the heat. Keep yourselves safe and out of the heat. Excuse me. I think I covered all the bases. Bob, thank you so much, and I hope you stay cool. Kathy, thank you so much. You stay cool. Aji, take care of yourself and you get well. And phew, can I take a breath now? Think so, huh? All right. Well, we are just about ready to tune out. And like I said, I guess we think good thoughts about Dogs in the City turning up later. In the meantime, you can see new editions of Dog Whisperer with Cesar Millan. You can catch new editions of My Cat from Hell. Incredible show on Animal Planet. And I know there's new episodes of It's Me or the Dog coming out, but I can't figure out when the heck it's airing on regular TV. So I guess that's it for now. I'm going to head home to my kitty friends. And I just want you to be really safe in this heat and take care of your animal friends. It's so, so important. And make sure they have lots of cool water to drink. Thank you, everybody. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends like family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and we'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.